from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Bird flu turning up in the cow's milk supply in the U.S.
After fragments of the bird flu virus were found in some milk samples, the FDA says the commercial milk supply is safe in part because of pasteurization, which heats milk to a specific temperature for a period of time. Officials saying even if virus is detected in raw milk, pasteurization is generally expected to eliminate pathogens to a level that does not pose a risk to consumer health.
ABC's Lionel Moise, stomach acid will also destroy the virus. President Biden today signs the $95 billion foreign aid package with money for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and Indo-Pacific allies. The Senate overwhelmingly passed it last night. Majority Leader Charles Schumer.
Tonight we tell our allies, we stand with you. We tell our adversaries, don't mess with us. We tell the world, the United States will do everything to safeguard democracy and our way of life.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the Ukraine aid can't come fast enough.
The Russians have slowly but successfully taken more ground from the Ukrainians and pushed them back against their first, second, and in some places their third line of defense.
No ruling Tuesday from the judge on Donald Trump's hush money trial on whether Trump has repeatedly violated a gag order in the case.
Todd Blanche was asked multiple times to give certain evidence or some reasoning, if you will, about why Trump can say what he wants to say out of camera. And Blanche really couldn't do that. And that's when the judge admonished him and said directly to Trump's lead lawyer that you are losing credibility with this court.
ABC's Catherine Falders. The UN is calling for a clear, transparent, and credible investigation of mass graves uncovered at two major hospitals in Gaza that had been raided by Israeli troops. The UN said there should be international investigators. You're listening to ABC News. Apps marketed as a less cost alternative to payday loans are apparently no better.
Earned wage access apps are marketed as a way to help cash-strapped people get money between paydays. Supporters say they can help those who live paycheck to paycheck, often those making $50,000 a year or less, balance their budget. However, many consumer advocates say the fees involved make the apps not much different from payday loans. Congress is looking into a bill to regulate the apps. And
ABC's Daria Albinger. At the Port of Baltimore,
we are on track to have four different channels available to commercial transit by later this week.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore announcing what will be the opening Thursday of a 35-foot deep channel now that a 560-ton hunk of structural steel from the destroyed Francis Scott Key Bridge was removed. There are already three shallower channels open.
One with a controlling depth of 11 feet, one with a controlling depth of 10 feet, one with a controlling depth of 20 feet.
Banning book bans? Minnesota's legislator debating a bill that would put a stop to library book bans. Bloomington High School senior Shay Ross.
Saying that they can't learn about things like racism and sexual assault isn't protecting them. It's harming them in the long run because they have less information to go off of when interacting with the real world around them.
Lawmakers in over a dozen states are pushing bills imposing harsh penalties on lawmakers or librarians who make banned books available. Richard Cantu, ABC.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.